related to the last principle in the book, principle 18, appreciation. So you can read on page 53. Principle 18, appreciation. We have to be thankful for any spiritual awareness we are given. When we recognize that even a spark of spiritual connection is a magnificent gift from God, we become grateful and our love for God deepens. The greatness of a gift is measured by the importance of the giver of the gift. The more we become aware of the importance of the giver, the more we value the gift. The more we become aware of the importance and exaltedness of God, the more we appreciate any spiritual connection at all that we're gifted with. When we appreciate every drop of spirituality that we are given more and more. So on the next page, it ends here by saying, the more we desire to give, the more we are in union with God. We learn that our divine source is purely giving, and the more that we're giving, the more we're in union with God. We learn that what inspires us to be giving is the more that we're becoming aware that we're in the presence of God. And the more that we're developing our awareness in the exaltedness of God whose presence we're in. The more we're realizing that the source of reality is flowing boundless goodness every moment, unconditional love, goodness and love beyond anything we could dream of to all of us. So the more that we're developing our awareness of God and the exaltedness of God, so the more we're in a state of giving and loving. The more we're becoming aware that everybody in the world are divine, exalted souls, so the more we're joyful and loving and giving. The Kabbalah's guiding us that at the heart of all of our spiritual practice and spiritual work is trying to increase our awareness that we're in the presence of God, and trying to see God in everyone. So we can end with what we mentioned before, a joke told by Rabbi Baruch Shalom Alevi Ashlag. He said that all of our spiritual practice and spiritual learning is not complicated, that it's all actually very simple, that there's only one thing we need to remember. God.